Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Good Pilot Peter Woodhouse, a wartime romance, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Rupert Degas. Part 1. Tinned Peaches. Chapter 1. The farmer taught her to avoid blisters by spitting on her hands. He looked at her in that sideways manner of his, and she noticed that his nose had veins just visible under the skin, forked and meandering, like tiny rivulets marked on a map. She knew that she should not stare at his nose. She had been taught by her aunt that she should never pay attention to any obvious physical feature. "People come in different shapes and sizes," Annie said. "Don't make it awkward for them." She rested her gaze away from the farmer's nose and looked into his eyes, wondering what age he was. She was 19, 20 in a couple of months, and it was still difficult for her to judge the age of those even a decade older than she was. He was in his late 50s somewhere, she thought. His eyes, she noticed, were grey and clear too. They were those of one who was used to the open, to wind and weather, to open spaces. They were a countryman's eyes, accustomed to looking at things that were really important. Sheep, cattle, the ploughed earth, things that a farmer saw and understood. She spotted these things. She may not have had much formal education. She had left school at 16, as many did, but she saw things that other people failed to see, and she understood them. They said at school that she could have gone much further, as she was of above-average intelligence, a thoughtful, articulate girl, the principal had written, the sort of talent this country wastes so carelessly. University even had been a possibility, but there had not been much money, and she had found the thought of going away was daunting.
"Spit on your hands, Val," he said. "Like this, see?"
He spat on his right hand first, then the left.
"Then you rub them together," he continued. "Not too much, mind, or it won't work. You try now, you show me."
She smiled and looked down at her hands. They were already dirty from salvaging Hessian sacks in one of the barns to stack them ready for use. Nothing was wasted these days. Old string, rusty nails, scraps of wood, everything could be put to some use. Her hands were still soft, though, and he had noticed.
"You don't mind if I call you Val?" asked the farmer. "It would be a bit of a mouthful to call you Miss..." He trailed away, looking momentarily embarrassed.